Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Emma from Locals Flash. Is this your well?
It is, Emma. How you doing?
Yes, I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
Real good. Just trying to work. Tell me, what do you got?
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Sir, first, I'd like to know, have you completed the video verification over the weekend, or you did not have the time yet?
I did not. We had massive, massive tornado and rain here. We were going to do it. We were going to do it Friday, and we weren't able to do it because of massive rain.
I see.
So
I'm
we
so
have
sorry to hear about that. But
no,
okay.
No worries, no worries, no worries. So having said that, but it's still, we got it on cue. Hopefully, we can get it done either tomorrow or Wednesday. Is that slowing us down from getting results and doing our job?
I would say that would affect, because part of the optimization that we did will not going to go live, not unless the listing is re-verified. So if you can do that as soon as possible, please do. That's
okay. Sure. Quick question. Quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to go live until it's re-verified. So why is that kind of different from what Mary told me? Because we don't do business at our office anyway, it's not that significant.
I mean, the listing is live. However, edits that we did, your address will only going to show up on the Google Maps until it is re-verified.
Sure.
And with Google's algorithm, although it's not like a big impact, but it will make a difference if the address
sure.
is displayed.
Yes.
And then, with regards to your email, sir, regarding your Facebook post, yes, I did check with our Facebook team, and here's what I've found out. He said that because we were kind of late with the schedule, because we were waiting for your approval previously, in order to
So you're kind of late on the schedule because you were looking for my approval, and was that a call or was that an email or approval for what? I'm sorry.
This is for the post on Facebook.
So do you need my approval when you post, or I guess I'm
missing. Previously you've sent in a lot of images, and you wanted us to go ahead and plan how we would want to go about posting them
yes.
according to the season. So we
uh-huh.
had to come up with a plan for that one, and it took time for us to really finalize everything before you gave your go signal with regards to the posting. So that caused a delay with regards to the original
So what did you need an approval for? I think what we were saying, if you look through the notes, is I've got a folder full of pictures instead of just keep using the same ones that you guys have posted on that template. And I said, you guys, there should be a folder somewhere that Mary took off, and I think you found it, right?
Yes, I did find it.
Okay. And so, yeah. And I'm just making sure that you guys got a hold of it. And are you guys using those? It looks like that
yes.
he posted three, and he's using the same ones over again. That's in that in Local Splash, photo folder, I think. Is that correct? Or?
Really? Let me check. I don't think we used the same photo, but I'll go ahead and verify that.
It's the same photos that I've seen for about a month and a half ago, I guess.
Oh.
I mean, just making sure you have access to that folder, because if not, where do I need to put that folder so you have access to it? Have you seen the post that I've been making to keep it going?
Yes.
And, yeah, so it's not like I'm not doing it. I'm just trying to keep it moving because I see that, you know, since you guys haven't been posting anything, I've been trying to keep it going.
And you were doing a great job at doing that, so we really appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm doing it correctly. It looks like I'm getting some views, so I guess that's a good thing.
It is. It really is. Keeping it active would help with Facebook's algorithm and showing the business page to a lot more audiences.
Yeah. And then I saw Muhammad mm-hmm. just suddenly showed up, and he just jammed three of them, like, right there in one day. And I didn't know what the strategy was, I guess.
Yes. Well, he said it was not going to happen again. It was just to catch up with the original schedule that he came up with.
Yeah, has he been looking what I've been posting, though? Has he been looking at all that I've been posting? Or do you know?
Yes, well, he's a part, he's on the page, so he should be able to see your post. With regards to the, again, multiple posting in one day, that will not going to happen again.
Okay, I didn't know if that's something, I didn't know if that was a strategy I should be doing, because you guys are the expert. And, you know, maybe I'm doing it wrong. I said, maybe I need to be posting two or three like he does. But then I marked him. I said, no, you shouldn't do that. And I said, well, I wonder why they did that. Okay. All right. Good.
Yes, sir. And then also, I wanted to, who was your assistant again? Perrine?
Perrine. Uh-huh.
Yes. I was about to call you last week, but then I got your message about you doing the video verification at later time, so I decided to just postpone it, and then I was out Thursday and Friday. I was sick, so I just got back today.
Oh, sorry to hear.
Now, with regards to... Yes, sir. All good. Thank you. Now, with regards to Perrine's question, she emailed me asking about the Go High level, so I wanted to see if she is available.
Because
according to our expert, he said that it should be all set up from our end. If she's still having issues with it, then I would probably just going to go ahead and schedule an appointment when she is available and our expert, so we can talk or sit over it over the phone and then see what else can be done. But again, according to our theme, it should be all set up.
Well, I know it's all set up, but you still need a conversation to make sure it's all coordinated and working properly on both sides. And just not assuming that because it's okay on one side, you know, suddenly, it must be okay on the other side. A conversation is always good to make sure both sides are working. Would you agree?
Of course, 100%.
Okay.
Would you be able to bring her in the line, or would you be able to
she's been trying to contact. What's the best contact number for somebody, and who's her go-to? Because she keeps asking me. You know, I've been texting her email. I'm not getting any responses.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So,
all right.
How does that work then? Is it only me that can contact?
Yes. Oh, apparently, she can call us, but considering that she's not from the U.S., I'm not sure how she'd do that. So if you want, I can schedule maybe a time where you can speak with our team, and when you and Perrine will be available. Although it would be, for now, I do not really know when can I get...
When are they available?
Yeah, that's something that I have to check because...
When are they available?
He is very busy. Can I schedule
that's
tomorrow?
That's what she was trying to do. She said she's trying to contact nobody to get back at her. She goes, they must be very busy. And I said, you just can't, you know, like I'm just saying, just can't, because they're available, just can't call and say, hey, are you available? You know what I'm saying? They're busy. We're also busy.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about this? I will go ahead and email Perrine and check with her schedule.
Perfect.
And then I'll coordinate with our team.
Yeah, could you copy me on any email correspondence? If you guys are busy, it's always good. Then you got documentation, and we can coordinate. And then, you know, if we need to get on a call, you can put, the meeting date. And, you know, if we need to get on to, Google or whatever, that would be great. And could you always copy me when you either email me or also you email Perrine so everybody's on the same page? Would be great.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and make sure to do that. So I'll email Perrine after we disconnect, and I'll CC you on that email, okay?
That'd be perfect. So everybody's on the same page, and then we can keep a string going and get the strategy moving forward. Okay, sounds good. What else?
Yes, sir. So far, those are the only things I wanted to discuss with you today.
Okay.
Just one second. Let me see if the live video verification is still available. Oh, no. Okay. So I see that the live video verification is no longer available. I'll have to check in with our Google contact team and contact Google to make sure that it's available for you either tomorrow or Wednesday. I could not.
How long is that link good for? How long is that link good for?
Normally 1 week. They're going to have that option in the Google business profile for about a week. After that, they'll take it down, and you'll be back to the original option, which is just the the recorded video recording. Now, again, I could not really be 100% sure that the live video verification will be available by tomorrow, but if you were still free by Wednesday, I think that should be available by then.
Good, and it'll be good for 1 week, right?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay, all right. So I'll keep an eye on the email and then on the live video verification option. Once that's available, we'll send you a notification so you can start it as soon as you can. Okay?
Okay, so next question. When these leads start coming in, okay, when leads are coming, where are they coming from? From Google, or you guys do a Facebook, because it's a Facebook post, or what? I'm just trying to make sure I understand.
It's actually, it will come in from all directions. It can be from the Facebook ads that we're running, from the Google verified campaign, or it can be from the local SEO. The dashboard that we have, it's set to identify where the leads came from. However, since you have this link with your Go High Level account, then you should be able to also see that from there. But again, if you'll only if you log on to the client dashboard, you would identify where the lead came from.
Yeah, so the only lead call that I'm getting is people wanting to solicit business off of me.
Oh, I see. Well,
which is okay. I mean, it happens, right?
Yes. Well, I would say it's a result, or it's a good kind of, or not really a good kind of audience, but that's still an audience. So hopefully in the next, like, let's say 2 or 3 weeks, especially after, like, we get a stable, like, audience for the Facebook ads, for the Google verified campaign, we start getting, like, good leads. But people finding you from the directories that we've got you listed on, I would say it's still an audience for the business, although, again, that's the kind of audience that we want.
Sure, I understand. So another question I had, why am I getting sometimes phone calls from people outside the marketing area that I, you know, sometimes somebody will, you know, I'll get a call from, like, in Florida, which is 1,000 miles away.
Oh, that's kind of concerning. How often do you get that type of phone calls from outside your service area?
Well, you can see there's only been, what, if you look at my dashboard, I don't have it in front of me. How many leads have I got? 17?
15.
Yeah, out of the 15, that's probably about 6 of them are me trying to test, you know, trying to figure out if the system works or how does it work, right? And that's why, you know, we've been marketing. But the others that we've gotten has been outside, you know. I got one from Clearwater, Florida, a phone call, but, you know, through that local splash thing, but that's 1,000 miles away. Why is that?
Well, 100% sure we're only targeting the service areas that you provided us. I may have to check in and double check that we're only, let me see. Yeah, so far it's all in Indiana, so I don't know what exactly happened, why you started showing up with people from outside Indiana. Although it's not like 100% that no one will call you outside your service area, but the number of calls that you've got, you said like 6 out of 15, that's kind of concerning. So I'll have the team double check and make sure that we're only focused on or within your service area. How far out is it from your original address? Like 15? Like your original service area? 15 mile radius? 30?
No. It is by Indianapolis, Marion County, and in the contiguous counties, so it's within 45 minutes. you know, okay. to an hour, maybe. Okay. So, yeah, I've gotten a phone call in from Florida, which is 1,000 miles, and then I got one, another one call in from Chicago, which is, you know, almost, 4 hours away.
Oh.
I see. All right. Again, I'll check in with the team, okay, and make sure to re-optimize the listing based on the service areas. We'll also investigate
okay.
what happened and why you've been getting those calls.
Well,
from,
not many.
From
I just had one or just one or two. It wasn't a lot, you know. But I said, oh, okay. I just making sure that, you know, why I got that. I just didn't know why, and so that just kind of educated me. So, but, yeah, no worries, okay?
All right, I see. Well, thank you for bringing this up to our attention, though.
Now, next question I have for you. Okay, so are we doing anything on Google at all? Is there anything going on with that, or is there any, like, you know, is a campaign going out or no?
Google, are we talking about Google Verified, your
Google SEO? Google, am I part of the Google Ads campaign?
Google Ads, no. It's not part of their subscription.
Oh, because they sat there and they hit me for $750, something about, you know, getting leads.
Oh, that's
it's like $50 a lead, right, or something like that? Is that what you guys sell?
Well, a paper, what do you call this? Google Ads is a pay-per-click campaign, and each click,
It was a Google verified campaign, if I understood correctly, that puts me a little bit faster to the front, and then also I pay for leads when it comes in, and you guys verify the leads. So my budget was like $750, I think, is something like that. It was $50 a lead. You don't see that?
Yes, I thought you were talking about Google Ads because that's different.
No.
Google
no.
Verified?
Yes.
I see it's been activated since the 25th, and the initial activation budget was $767.
Okay. Has there any action been happening?
Let me take a look. Normally for paid ads, we start seeing traction like 1 to 2 weeks after it's been activated, sometimes
okay.
3 weeks.
Okay.
So the 25th, it's like 1.5 week ago. So we should at
okay.
least start getting calls by within this week.
Okay. So do I get that call or does it go through?
It's going to be a phone call direct to your phone number. And just
mm-hmm.
a reminder, your responsiveness to these phone calls
oh,
will
3 seconds
matter.
Once it comes in. Once it comes in, you've got to call right away.
Yes, sir. It's going to be tested. Your
oh,
responsiveness
yeah.
will matter a lot with Google Verified. The
yeah.
more missed calls that you will have, tendency is Google will not going to prioritize sending the leads to you. The
mm-hmm.
more responsive you are, Google would know that, oh, you value clients, you value their time, and the more they
how
will
about
send
if I get a lead?
Lead
how about if I get a lead from 1,000 miles away?
You can definitely submit that for dispute if it's not a valid lead.
Okay. That's why I made a note on there that it's not a valid lead, but I haven't gotten any response. That I don't know if I'm put in the right place, I guess.
Tagging, yes, I could see you've tagged a couple of calls on the dashboard as not or invalid leads. Sir, that's actually different, especially when you start getting Google verified calls. The good thing is none of them are Google verified calls yet. So I can assure you that you are not charged for those leads yet. However,
right.
tagging them as not valid on the dashboard is different
mm-hmm.
from disputing them. If you have to dispute a lead, you have to send us a text message or give us a call.
Okay, so if I put a text message, basically, and I dispute the lead, which I can't dispute because the program's not up and running yet, right? Or I haven't gotten a lead yet, right?
Yes, it's up and
okay.
running, but no lead that has come in yet.
So what happens then if I dispute it, I guess? What's the process?
Once we get your text or email that you wanted
mm-hmm.
to dispute a charge, our Google Verified team will contact Google and we'll submit the reason for disputing it. Once approved, you'll get a credit at the end of the statement title.
Okay, that sounds good. And so this campaign, this Google Verified campaign, basically I'm paying for leads. Is there an ad that's going out?
Yes, there is.
And do I have that on my dashboard? What's going out?
No, unfortunately, it's not. Even I cannot see it. Only our Google Verified team can see it. But if you want, maybe I can submit a request to send you an ad copy if you'd want that.
Well, I guess I'm just kind of curious, making sure that, you know, that the what the ad's going out, make sure I'm not selling cars, I'm not selling dog food.
No. Well, for Google Verified, it's different. There's a part on the Google search results where Google Verified leads will show up. So with that one, you cannot just sell other things aside from what's on your Google business profile.
Okay.
So it's...
But I don't know what they're putting out there, if it's consistent to what image that I'm trying to, you know, put out there, I guess, right?
So I just have to... check. Hold on. I believe I should, not to the actual ads, but I should see what they are marketing you for. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that?
Yeah, I'm surprised nobody asked that. That'd be like, hey, Emma, we're going to promote you, but you don't get to see what we're promoting you about. We'll just send it out there.
That makes sense. Right. Hold on. Live account. Okay, so far we have the following job types that are on. With Google Verified, we are only able to like tick boxes if you'd want to turn it on or off, and we're not able to add like custom keywords or custom services.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Attic venting, gutter repair, roof damage repair, roof installation. Mm-hmm. Skylight installation, gutter installation, roof inspection, roof repair, and skylight repair.
Okay, that's fine. So what does that look like if they're promoting it and I'm paying $50 a lead? And where are they sending that to?
Let me see. Hold on.
And just making sure they're not sending 1,000 miles away, I guess, right?
Just 1 second. Right, so here's what's happening when a business starts running Google Verified. So when someone searches on Google, there are different Google parts or parts of the Google search results. So the first thing that would show up would be the part where paid ads can be found. So that's paid ads referring to Google Ads and Google Verified. So when someone is running Google Verified, then their business will show up on top of the search results. While those who are not running Google Ads or Google Verified will show up either on the organic section or on the Google Maps section only. So,
okay, question for you. What do I need to Google so I can see if I pop up?
Well, you can try searching for any of your keywords, and then on my end, I'm not from I'm not from the U.S., as you know.
I have
to search in roofing compactor in Greenwood, Indiana.
Okay. I do that, and I don't pop up.
The last time I checked, you were ranking on this on top. So let me see.
Oh, really? Maybe I haven't done it lately.
Let me see.
Thank you.
Roofing contractor, Greenwood.
Yeah. No. Well, that's great. I'm on the, on top.
Welcome. Yes. So last time I spoke with you and Vereen on February 17th. I got the business on the first page already, so.
So it's got to be doing a lot better. Not February 17th. So it's got to be doing a lot better.
Let me check.
Because you guys have been doing all those ads and everything and all that work, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, great.
Simple roofing. Yeah, so far I tried siding installation and I saw the business on the first page, also roofing contractor, and let me try roof replacement.
No, so you, wait, so it is popping up on the first page?
Yes, I can see the business on the first page with those keywords.
And so let me go to my computer because I'm right here, so... Okay, what should I type in then?
All right, well, on my end, I tried, well, first, it may show a different search or a different result since, again, we're from different places, and sometimes Google also considers the frequency of that person who's checking the Google business profile. So tendency is if I check your business all the time, then it would think that I really like your business, and it will prioritize showing up your business to me. So in my end, I tried roofing contractor in Greenwood, Indiana.
Okay, because I check mine all the time because I'm right here in the middle of Greenwood, Indiana, right? I want to see where roofing contractor. Okay, Greenwood, Indiana. Okay, good. And then let me see, roofing. And so I get Angie coming up, get ErieHome.com All Star Pros, W Roofing Costs, Roof Repair. How about roofing companies in Greenwood, Indiana? That's it right here. Okay. So it comes up when I search Angie's.com, ErieHome.com, Top Roof Near Me, Roof Repair, Greenwood Repair, Roofing Contract near Greenwood, Indiana, Roofing Contract in Greenwood. What do I look for that you see? What did you search for?
On Google Maps?
I'm sorry?
Are you currently looking at the Google Maps section?
No, I just went to the, you know, the search engine.
All right.
Because isn't that where people go? They just go on to the website or to like on their, you know, on their Yahoo or the Google search and just say, I need a roofing company in Greenwood, Indiana. They don't go to Google Maps, do they?
Well, the campaign that we're doing, it's actually focused on your Google Maps placement. That's why I was checking it on the Google Maps. Local SEO, the goal of that one, which is something that we're currently running for you and your business, is Google Maps placement. That's what Google SEO is all about.
Gotcha. So I go to Google Maps, then I need to go to Google Maps, and then search in Google Maps, I look for roofing. I got you. Roofing companies. What did you search for? I'm sorry?
It's Kai Contractor. Roofing Contractor.
Roofing Contractor. Good. Contractor. Greenwood, Indiana. Okay, I'll type that in. So people have to go to Google Maps and type this in and type search there, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I see here. I see sponsored. I see Cochran, Moss Roofing, Roofing Restaurant. I recognize all these guys that are in the area. Tip Top Roofing, Moss Roofing, Stay Dry, UHA Pure Roofing, Bone Dry Roofing, Green Line, Faith Roofing, Cochran, Reese Restoration, Duramax, Jordan Scott, Roofing Made Easy, Brothers Who, Simple Roofing LLC, Express Roofing, Blue Storm Construction, Roofing Made Easy, Best Choice Roofing. So here I'm 30 down. I still don't see Simple Roofing. Where is Simple Roofing?
I would say in some cases, Google search results can really vary depending on the user's location or the device or the browsing history. So it could be that since I've been looking up at your Google business profile, like every time we speak or even sometimes when I'm just doing a research, then that's why it's showing up normally on my end, but not on your end. But as we move along, you should be able to start seeing the business.
But somebody, here, if I'm correct, here I am, my roof is leaking, I'm in the middle of Greenwood, Indiana, right? I need a roofer.
Mm-hmm.
So, roofing contractor near Greenwood. I'm not somebody that's going to go in there every day looking for a roofing contractor. That's not what a customer does. They only look for a roofing contractor if they have a problem. Let's say they're looking for a contractor, right? So they would go in here, roofing contractor near Greenwood. So that is the usual customer, 99 out of 100 times. If not somebody just keeps typing in, you know, roofing contract, somebody just has a problem, this is what's going to pop up because, you know, they don't go in there every day. So I guess I'd be a typical customer, right?
Yes, sir. Although what I'm trying to say is that we may show different search results. Since again, it varies. Google varies the search results per person. Now, with regard to your business not showing up in general, it could be because, well, not really, it could be, but it must be because it's fairly new. You've mentioned
You said you've seen it in February, I was on the top page already, back February 17th, and it just disappeared, I guess. Okay.
Well, I could still see it on my end. So, again, we could be seeing different results at the time. However,
okay.
Something that really matters here is the fact that your Google Business Profile was just recently verified compared to the competitors that you are seeing. Technically, your listing was just verified January 22. So
okay.
It's less than 2 months. And it's hard to really beat those competitors, considering that they've been doing their campaign for more than 3 years.
That I agree. That's why I was surprised when you said, oh, no, there's already a PIRAC. It's on the front page. I said, what?
So I saw it. Yeah, I have it documented back in February.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
But again, in your perspective, it's not showing up yet, and that could be the reason why, or that's the reason why.
I'm looking at 50 roofing companies that don't even show up.
Okay, I see. We'll continue working on getting it optimized. We'll be more active in terms of the Google posts, upload pictures regularly. On your end, gather reviews, respond to reviews, but more importantly,
basically what you're telling me, basically, all these things I've got to do, it's not all of a sudden here in the next month, suddenly somebody is going to look up a roofing company. I will have to get by 50 people, is what you're saying. Which is almost an impossibility because a lot of these businesses have been in business for over 10 years and, you know, got a lot of reviews, this and that. And so I guess...
Well, the good thing is we're running Google Verified. We're running a paid ads. So we're doing both the local and your paid ads.
So is Google Verified live now?
It is.
Okay. So under Google Verified, I'm looking at the first 50 roofing companies. I still don't see it.
Yes, sir, because not at all times the paid ads will show up every time you search for something. It depends on, like, even us cannot schedule when the ads, or we can schedule, like, a time frame, but we cannot really guarantee you that when you search at 3 a.m. or 3 p.m., it will show up. But it's live. It's 100% live.
Okay. I'm just asking. You know, just kind of get familiar with the strategy, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, of course. So,
We're putting a lot of work in, right? And, which is good. And hopefully it's helping. And I just, you know, I guess I'm just looking. Is it going to take 1 year, 2 years? How long is it going to take if I can even just come up in the top 50? Because most people looking for a roof is going to look on that first page and probably called the first three. Would you agree?
I agree.
How much money do I need to spend in order to get in the top three or even the front page, I guess?
In terms of the top three, I would not, like, even if we'll be running Google Ads or Google Verified for $1,000, we could not even guarantee that you'll be in the top three. Because, again, Google's algorithm, it changes from regularly. So even if you're on top one right now, top three right now, the next time you search for it, it's possible that you'll be down to the top 10. So what matters now is consistency. So we need constant activity on a Google Business Profile. And we're currently doing that through Google Posts. And then we need you to please continue to gather reviews and respond to reviews. And then we're also going to be scheduling the pictures when we upload them because we need the listing to be as active as possible.
Is there anything I can do on my end to help out? Because, like, you know, for example, I don't even get on Facebook, and I started posting on Facebook because I wasn't seeing any postings, so I was just trying to keep it going, you know. So what do I need to do?
Let me see. Hold on. Let me see how often is our posting.
On Facebook?
No, on a Google Business Profile. For the Facebook, that's all good. We already have a scheduled posting for that one. You can post regularly, okay? It will not going to hinder the posting that we're going to be doing. So you can continue what you've been doing.
I did.
And then your Google post, it's actually not turned on.
So that's on access, making sure that, you know, checks and balances. And so, but it should be turned on. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Well, let me go back to your initial client interview, because during the interview, we are supposed to ask you if you'd want it turned on or off. So if you chose to have it turned off, that should be the reason why. But if you don't want, well, for now, I'll give you an option. Do you want to manually post things on your Google Business profile, or do you want us to turn it on? Turning it on would mean one or two posts, depending on how often you'd want it. We can start with a single post per week, but this will be an automated post, an AI-generated post. So what will going to happen is the system will schedule a post each week. It will utilize one picture each week. So it will analyze the picture and will create a post out from that picture.
Two questions. If we're doing a Google strategy, doesn't it make sense that it's turned on?
Well, if you, like, sometimes, again, clients would wish to turn it off. They don't want automated posts. So.
What? Okay, so I got a question. Why would I want mine turned off, not to have auto? I don't even know how it works. I just remember because this is a question. How does it work? I keep asking. How does it work? What are they posting? I can't see it. So if I understand correctly, we're the ones actually posting.
Sorry. What was that? You broke up.
Remember, we just had a discussion 30 minutes ago. I said, what is being posted? I don't even know, right?
Okay.
And so, and then you said, well, we don't get to see that, but now I understand mine is not even turned on, and we do have control to what's being posted.
Well, we're talking about, earlier we were talking about, like, Facebook thing and all those things, but this time we're talking about Google Business Profile.
No, we were talking about Google. Because remember you said Google doesn't really give it to us, and you were going to inquire how I can get a copy of what's being posted, and you gave me the five or six items, right? The five or six items.
Yes, sir. That was Google Verified.
Okay.
This one is Google Business Profile.
Gotcha, which is completely different.
It is.
Okay, and then mine is not turned on.
Yes, I can turn it on and start posting once a week. After, let's say, 2 or 3 weeks, if we don't see any progress, we can do 2 posting per week or 3 times. Or how do you want to start?
I just want you tell me. You guys are the experts.
Start with once a week, sir.
Yeah,
that's
what
we normally do.
Yeah, I don't even know how to do all these things. I'm just trying to get educated. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
So if you being the expert, you being my doctor, if I said, well, Emma, you're going to do heart surgery on me, but I'm going to tell you how to do it, that'd be kind of dumb in my part. You're the expert.
Sure. So let's start with our weekly posting. I'll schedule it. I'll create one now, and then the next one will be every Wednesday. Let's try for at least a month. If we don't see any progress, then we'll move to 2 posts per week.
Okay, fair enough. The quick question. I'm big on KPIs, key performance indicators. What is your expectation?
I would say we should start really seeing results in the next 2 or 3 weeks after the listing gets fully verified.
Perfect. Now, having said that, what does that mean? You start seeing results. What does a result look like? If that's a fair question.
You should start getting calls from within your service area, leads.
Okay, because we've turned this on now, right?
Yes, sir.
And that's maybe how come we're not getting leads, because it's not even turned on.
It should, like, the result does not mainly depend on this one alone, but the entirety of the campaign that we're running. So
gotcha.
Considering the time when the listing was verified, when your Google Verified went live, when we started doing your Facebook ads, then I would say in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we should really start seeing progress.
So what would you consider a good benchmark, Emma?
I would say, let's see, we should really start getting like at least 2 or 3 calls within the next 2 or 3 weeks, sir.
Okay. I mean, just make a notation on that. And so let's just see. And I'm not going to say, hey, Em, I thought you told me. But you got to have benchmarks. You see what I'm saying? If you're doing any good, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay. So really, if I can get one phone call in the next 30 days, that's not a hard benchmark to reach, isn't it?
It is not. That's fair enough.
Yeah. So, and that is probably one reason we're not getting any calls is because it's not turned on. But we're just turning this on, what you're saying, we'll at least get one phone call, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this is big, right? This is huge.
Well, first, let's start by making sure that the listing is verified as soon as possible, or re-verified, I mean. It's live, but it needs to be re-verified. Showing the address, although, again, it's not really a huge impact, but that will make a difference.
Okay.
And then, plus, turning on the Google Business Profile, plus Muhammad starting to make sure that the ad, that the post will come out, and the Google Verified being turned on, when was that? Last week or, like, last 10 days? So in the next 2 or 3 weeks, again, we should really start seeing leads.
All right. So when you say Google re-verified, am I getting re-verified or we're just adding the address?
We're adding the address, but
okay,
they call
so
it re-verification still.
Right. But I am verified on Google. It's not the address.
You are.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. And then basically – not having the address, basically, it kind of hurts me, but it does us, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It will give you, it does not put you in a disadvantage, but having the address will give you an advantage. But I'm not sure if that makes sense. But again, there's nothing wrong
if
your address is not there.
But see, if I understand how it works, if I put my address, I'm at a very specific address, and it basically Google will give me more action within my specific area, which is in Greenwood, Indiana, right?
Yes. Yes.
But if I don't have an address, it will also give me action in a bigger area, not just Greenwood, but probably will, you know, give me action in a maybe a 40-mile radius, you know, like in a bigger city, in this bigger city. It doesn't really care about my address. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And so if I had to look at my business, Greenwood, Indiana, 90% of my business does not come in Greenwood, Indiana. It comes outside Greenwood, Indiana. Does that make sense?
That is right. Yes.
Yeah. It's not like, you know how we go to a restaurant, we go to a specific restaurant because it's in our neighborhood. Right? You keep going to the same place? Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So those are the people you want to attract. In the roofing business, that's why our address is not so specific because 90% of my business doesn't come in Greenwood, Indiana. It comes out from a bigger area. Okay? So,
yes.
So it's not that – I guess it's not that important, really, is it?
Well – again, we're just really following the recommendations from our Google team. So let's just go ahead and get your address in there, and then
we'll go from there.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Maybe that's how come also when I pull up roofing contractors near Greenwood, I don't even show up because it doesn't have my address.
That could be for now let's start by
get the address in. They're verified.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how I'm getting leads from 1,000 miles away.
That is possible.
Okay. All right. Anyway, okay. So, what do you need to do? What's the next steps?
Well, for now, I'll go ahead and email Perrine, and then internally, I'll have the team reoptimize the listing, make sure that we're targeting the right cities, and then follow up with our Facebook team, make sure that everything is scheduled accordingly.
And they're using those pictures outside that's not post, that's in, not inside my my portal.
Yes, sir.
And if I need to put all those pictures in my portal, let's put it in there if they're going to use it. But, you know, what happens, though, if I understood how all those pictures were in my portal, somebody posted 75 pictures.
Not all at once.
Yes, all at once. It happened all at once. That's why they're sitting in a folder.
Yes, sir. We will upload it eventually or gradually, but again, we don't plan to upload it all at once because the goal is to keep it active, and that's
right.
By uploading pictures or gathering reviews regularly.
But what happens, though, if you put those pictures in my portal, it will post within 5 days, any of those pictures. Is that correct?
If we will upload it on the portal, yes. All
yeah.
of the pictures will be posted all together at once.
Exactly. That's what happened. And I said, what happened here? We were trying to spread the pictures, so I had pictures, so, you know, we can optimize, and everything got posted in one day. That's like a Mary pulled it off and put it in a folder and said, okay, we'll use these pictures and, you know, these pictures in the folder when we start posting. As long as Mohammed knows that there's pictures, other pictures. Okay. All right, sounds good. Okay, anything else?
I will follow up with you maybe at the end of the week just to really make sure that the video verification has been submitted, okay?
Perfect. I appreciate the help.
Yes, sir. Anything else before I let you go today?
No, I'm worn out now.
All right, well, I appreciate your time and your patience. You
well,
safe.
I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call. I haven't heard you for a little while here. I was wondering what was going on. And I'm glad that this long discussion we had, you found out that thing wasn't even turned on. What did you call it?
The Google posting, Google GBT post.
Yeah, because in my portal, I thought I saw six different postings basically for Google posting, and they had a strategy laid out, like five or six posts that was going to rotate about every 3 weeks. Did you see that?
Let's see.
And it was under roof leaks back then when we talked about it, because that's when it was, you know, there was snow, on the roofs. And I said, most people will see roof leaks, and we need a strategy for roof leaks. And they put out, like, I don't know, five or six Google posts that they were supposed to rotate?
I'll have to check on that one, because so far I'm only seeing one post on your Google business profile as you speak. So if there were like five or six that were originally scheduled, I'll have to check in and see when are they supposed to post that one, because I don't see anything scheduled.
That was supposed to be back in January.
Really?
Yeah. That was with Mary.
Scheduled post. No.
Yeah, because I wanted a specific because they were posting, you know, basically putting on a new roof, right? Because we're in the roofing business. I said, nobody puts on a new roof because it's 0 degrees outside and we've got 10 inches of rain. What they will pay attention to is roof leaks. Inside, when you go in, remember, I don't know if we had that conversation. Was it you or Mary? And I said, people that want a new roof will only want a new roof because they see a leak inside their house.
Yes, that makes sense. Let me just check with the team about that, okay? Because I don't see anything that's scheduled aside from the one that's already out on your Google business profile. But again, we'll still push through with a weekly posting every Wednesday.
Yeah, and see, and so where will I see those postings?
That should be on the actual Google business profile.
Okay, it won't be on the portal either?
Not on the portal. You should see it under post.
Yeah, I thought I'd see them because I thought, yeah, when we had that strategy, there was like six of them they were going to push out in Google.
So I wonder what happened to those six posts.
And again, who's got control of it besides, you know, it'd be me, but I don't take it out. I don't know how to do these things. I just see it.
I'll have to check it out, okay? Because I don't see it. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Fair enough.
And if anything, I will call you back. But again, for now, I'll see if we'll have it at the end of the week.
Yeah, if you could, just reach out to Perrine and email her and copy me so that way she's got a direct channel and I can see because she had some questions on, you know, basically on that GHL hooking up, you know, the lease, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your time today, though.
You're back. Yep. Glad you're back to work and feeling better.
Thank you, sir. You stay safe. Goodbye.
Bye.